Dr. Paul, thank you so much for speaking with me today. Now, I want to get right into it. The main issue, the crisis in the Middle East, the Gaza situation. You have said that even though Israel did the invading of Gaza, that the U.S. will eventually be blamed for it. Why is that?
Because of our association with Israel. I believe in friendship with all nations, trade with all nations, and diplomacy with anybody who's willing to talk to us. But we do a little bit more with Israel. We give Israel a lot of money, and with that money they can buy weapons from us. So we arm Israel, and we also subsidize Israel. So Israel can't do anything without our approval. Sometimes it's a tacit approval, and sometimes it's a wink and a nod. But even if we didn't approve of what they're doing, you know, at this precise time, we'll still be blamed. And in a way, rightfully so, because we're morally responsible for how we spend our money. And those individuals who are in fights with Israel would see us as subsidizing Israel. So I don't think about Gaza and the Middle East in terms of who's absolutely right and who's absolutely wrong as much as I say, is it in our best interest? Should we be doing this? Should we use our money this way, especially now that we're in a financial crisis? And my answer is it's not in our best interest. It is not necessary for us to stand behind everything that Israel does. So that's my argument about what's going on.
Because you have said that the U.S. is not going to benefit by involving itself in the fight over there. If this is so, then why do you think that so many U.S. officials, Congress, Senate, shows overwhelming support to involving the U.S. over there?
What's sort of been traditional has been going on for a long time. It's been going on for more than 50 years because there has been a pretty strong case made for the Jewish people being treated quite badly. And emotionally, there was a argument for having a place where they can call their homeland, and people bought into this. But even then, there was no justification for us to be using our money for doing that. There's one thing being friends, getting along with people and trading with people versus subsidizing them. So it's been going on a long time, and even from the origination of the State of Israel, the American people generally were supportive of this, and it's what they've read about and heard about and the way they've been taught. Yet today there's a growing number of Americans who are questioning it. They don't have anything against Jewish people. They don't have anything against Israel per se, but there's a lot of them questioning whether or not it should be our money and our weapons and a blank check, so to speak. So if Israel would get into trouble, there's not very many people in this country that don't assume that we will come to their rescue.
And then if you bring Iran into the situation, many experts say that Iran has had a heavy hand in what's going on over there. You have said that the whole Middle East is just a powder keg. Can you elaborate on that?
Yep. Probably Iran is. I don't know for sure, but my position doesn't demand that I know absolutely. Because if the argument is that the Iranians shouldn't be involved in helping people that they care to help in Gaza, that would make the argument that America shouldn't be helping the people we think we should be helping. I mean, if it's foreigners that we don't like, we're foreigners over there being involved. But then when you think about the conflict and the arguments we've had with Iran, you'd have to go, you know, back a ways. What about 1953? What about our CIA overthrowing an elected leader back then? Most Americans don't know about it and don't remember it and don't think it's important. I think that's a long time ago. But for the Iranian people, they're very much aware of what was going on, and they see us always interfering and telling how other people should live and what they should do, and our weapons and our money is always being used against either them directly or their friends. And even today, we have a lot of strong sanctions against the Iranians, and this is very harmful.
Now, you have said that this Middle East crisis is going to contribute to an economic situation which is already dire in many parts of the world, here in the U.S. How do you see that play out as far as tying the Middle East crisis with the economy?
Well, we're spending a lot of money maintaining our empire. There's been studies that show that we pump out about $1 trillion a year to finance all our foreign activity, and we're broke. And it did lead to our, you know, contributed to our crisis. The money that we spend that does the greatest harm, the easiest place to get a coalition of people together to say, this is where we can cut, I say it's foreign expenditures. Because it's the foreign expenditures and the foreign militarism that the Soviets participated in that brought them to their knees. And I think we're making the same mistake. So it's much easier to say, hey, look, we can't afford it. Bring our troops home from Korea. Bring them home from Japan. Bring them home from Europe. Bring them home from the Middle East. So it's never fair to say that I'm not in favor of doing something to help Israel in the Middle East. I take a very consistent position that we don't have any money, we're broke, we have to cut, and it's a military where we spend too much. It doesn't even make us militarily stronger. We're not better protected. I think we're more vulnerable. And I say the place to cut is to cut on all our foreign adventurism, and it would be safer for us, it would be safer for the world, and we could get our house in order back here, and it would help alleviate the conditions of our financial crisis.
We are in the last days of the Bush administration. A new president, President Obama, will be in office in just a matter of days. Now, he hasn't commented too much on the situation in the Middle East. He really has said time and again that there's one president at a time, and it would be unfair and unlawful for him to comment on the situation. But he will take office in just a matter of days, and this will be something that he's going to have to eventually deal with. What is going to change under the Obama administration when it comes to foreign policy, whether dealing with the Middle East or anywhere around the world? What change can we see?
Probably nothing, because his advisors are essentially the same. Philosophically, they come from the same position. Even John McCain and his supporters have been pretty pleased with the appointment so far. So they're probably basically still going to be controlled by neoconservatives, interventionists, not the group that I associate with, the non-intervention strict constitutionalists that say that we should only protect our country and not get involved. So no, policies are going to remain the same. I mean, Obama got some credit for saying, well, I'm going to end the war in Iraq and come home from Iraq, but not for a minute did he say that he was going to really come home for the Middle East, because he wants to put more troops in Afghanistan. And there's nobody's predicting that our policy dealing with our tacit support of Israel going into Gaza, I don't think he'll change that either.
Now, another thing that he's going to deal with, of course, is this economic crisis. And he has laid out some plans of his, but he has also warned of a lingering recession, double-digit unemployment, if this new stimulus is not approved. What is your take on that and also on the economic situation in the U.S. going into 2009?
Well, he said that if we don't have the stimulus package, we'll have this double-digit unemployment rate. And that could be true, but he doesn't answer the question, what's it going to be if he does have the stimulus package? It might even be higher than double digit. It might be 15% instead of 12. So it's going to, it's not the solution. It's just more of the same. It's exactly what we've been doing. He's just going to do more of it. He's just inviting more problems. But he's guided by economists that actually believe that spending is the way we get out of problems like this, but it was excessive spending that we got ourselves into this. I mean, we're on a course of destroying our dollar, and Obama's position is the same as Bush's position on the monetary system, and this will not help us. I mean, we're going in the wrong direction. We're going in the direction of saying that markets don't work. We hear this all the time. See, this proves capitalism doesn't work. Well, it proves that government intervention doesn't work, you know, that we've manipulated money and spending and deficits for decades, and it doesn't work. And it was predictable. Many of the Austrian free market economists predicted exactly what's happening today, and yet we have to do something different. On the long run, I believe we can change our course and get back to the basics, those basics that made America great, you know, and that is really the ideas of freedom and self-responsibility.
As far as the European gas crisis right now, the State Department has said that gas cutoffs in Europe are unacceptable, called on Russia and Ukraine to solve the gas dispute. Given the situation, do you feel that this is something the United States should involve itself in?
No, they shouldn't be involved.
And, why?
Well, first off, I try to keep up very much on current events. I have a general idea of what's going on over there. But I personally don't see myself as the expert of saying I know exactly how to solve that dispute, because they'd have to see it from Russia's viewpoint and who did what when. But it's not my fight. And yet I think we're very much involved. We're involved in the Ukraine, and we're involved in Georgia, and we're involved in pipelines coming out of there, and we get involved by putting anti-ballistic missile sites on the border of Russia, you know, and all these things. And so we get in the middle of these fights. And if there are contentions and fights going on over there and we pick sides, we actually make it work. I would say the best we could do to help ourselves as well as contribute to peace in that region of the world would be less involved.